The way teachers ask questions has been considerably focused in quite a lot of research, because questions are fundamental in engaging students in interaction and also in exploring how much a student might understand. Two types of questions have been very much examined, and these are what are called display and genuine questions. A display question was one where the teacher already knew the answer. A genuine question was where the teacher asked the question in order to get some kind of referential information from the student concerned. And in research of this kind, audio recordings are made of interactions between teachers and students. And in these recordings, it's clearly revealed that teachers asked mostly display questions rather than information questions. Now, if you compare to real-life situations, then referential questions are actually more frequent than display questions. So the conclusion was that researchers felt that teacher-learner interaction is a greatly distorted version of its equivalent in the real world, and they therefore argued that the interactional structure of classroom conversation should be changed somewhat. Otherwise, we equip students with the ability to speak in a certain manner, but when they're in real-life situations, they're not used to being asked real referential questions. Nevertheless, different types of questions have different kinds of reasons behind them. Display questions are very useful for grammar practice, for helping students notice a specific aspect of language or a specific aspect of pragmatic competence.